Pacman and Orson's Newsball Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them. So, Edgar, nice to see you. Thanks for coming down. Me and Orson just wanted to chat a little bit about something that came on the news board. So, second place in the English, in the East Kent mega final, winning 5 out of 6 games.
That's correct.
Against some really tough opponents, including members of the England squad. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that day. Could you tell us more about what the competition was like?
Yeah, sure. So, the mega final is the first stage of, I think it's mostly three stages for the tournament called the UK Chess Challenge. You need to get 3.5 out of 6 to qualify for the next round. I got 5 out of 6.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks.
How did you prepare for the tournament?
Well, usually I'll use the computer on League Chess to go over some opening lines, which I memorise, and I'll do some puzzles before the tournament to warm up.
What was your toughest game?
Probably the one I lost. I was playing a very strong player who plays Sussex, and he's also part of the England squad, so yeah.
How did it feel when you realised you'd come second overall?
Yeah, I was obviously quite happy. I did the tournament the previous year as well, and only just got through, so I was happy to see improvement over the year.
What does qualifying for the Giga Final mean to you?
Well, it's only a limited number of people get through, so it's good to do. It's like a lot of people do it, so it's also like a communal thing. I get to see other people that are also stronger chess players, so it's more competition and it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So chess is such a strategic game. It's all about patience, planning, and then spotting moves ahead of time. Where did your love of chess begin?
It was sort of, I was in year 7, it was near the end, and some of the people in my friend group started playing, and they got me to get into it, I started to really enjoy it, and I watched some YouTube videos and tried to learn a bit more about it, and then got a bit obsessed with it, and yeah.
Sorry, awesome. Just before, so you're now better than those friends that introduced you to chess. And are they a bit jealous about that?
I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of people see chess as really serious. But do you ever just play for fun or even make silly moves just to wind up your friends?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I think it's only really serious sometimes. A lot of the time it is just playing for fun.
Oh, quick interruption.
Yeah, so it's a lot of it is playing for fun. Sometimes making bold moves to surprise your opponents is quite a good strategy.
Nice. And have you ever had a game where you thought you were completely beaten, but then managed to turn it around?
It's difficult to think of one like that specifically, but I can think of a lot of times where I've been completely winning and then I've given it away at the last second.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. But not the other way around, then? Not so much the other way.
I think the ones where I've given it away, they're just more memorable.
Okay, that's fair enough. The ones you let slip away.
It's quite annoying to remember.
So, for instance, in the Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, when Ron sacrifices himself in the giant chess game, have you seen that?
I don't think I have. Oh, wait, no, maybe I have. Yeah, go on.
I just wondered if you'd been there, what strategy could you have used, different to Ron? He said it was the only move available, but I just wondered.
I don't know the game well enough.
Okay, that's fair enough. Do you know about the famous painting in the Louvre? It's called, well, it's where the devil is playing an opponent and he's in checkmate.
Yeah, I've heard of that. And then they, for a while, they thought that it was checkmate, and then a grandmaster spotted it a few years later that White had a way out.
That's right, yeah, perfect. And then we were just wondering, have you ever been in a moment like that when you saw something others don't?
Yeah, definitely. It's happened a couple of times. But, yeah, you think that you are in checkmate, but then, and then you're not. It's a good feeling.
Good feeling.
You're in year 10 now, which means GCSEs are looming. How do you balance schoolwork with all the practice and tournaments?
Well, I think I'm not brilliant at it. I tend to lean more towards practicing chess, but I do try to balance it. And when, for example, I'll have a tournament that's the whole weekend, I'll try and get all my homework done before then. So, yeah.
Preparation is key.
Yeah.
Of course. Do your friends see you as the chess guy, or do you have other hobbies?
Yeah, I think, yeah, some people see me as the chess guy, yeah. But, yeah, I have other hobbies as well. Like, I play tennis. I don't as much anymore, but I am getting back into playing the drums.
Nice. You've got a bit of a mix, so you're not just all full out 100%. Would you say that's beneficial, having something else to have an outlet into?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
What's the best part of being in the judge chess team?
I think the answer to this is also similar to the answer to the best part about chess, in my opinion, is you get to meet so many people, and I've made so many friends playing chess, going to tournaments and seeing the same people and like bonding over it. So yeah, that's definitely my favourite part.
Awesome. So okay, so time now, okay, where we sort of do a quick fire round.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how that works.
Okay, yeah.
Just say the first thing that comes into your head.
Sure.
So, if a chess piece could talk, which one would be the sassiest? Which piece do you feel most like, king, queen, or the knight?
The knight.
What's your chess superpower move called? And if you don't have one, make one up.
I don't know. I can't think.
That's okay. Don't worry. That's a tough one. If you could challenge anyone in history to a chess match, who would it be?
Napoleon.
Is there a food or snack that makes you unbeatable?
Maybe Coke.
Singing Red Bull. If you had to play a 6-hour chess match against an orangutan, who would win?
Very good.
Edgar, we're really pleased that you came down, so thank you for that.
Yes,
your story shows that success comes from patience and perseverance. You keep calm, focused, even against those England players.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
We can't wait to see how you get on in the Giga Finals later this year. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Any advice to younger players?
I think just if you really enjoy it, then I think it's easier to get better. You can go on YouTube. There are loads of videos that are really helpful for beginners especially.
Awesome. Let's clap them off.
Thanks for listening to Behind the News Board. Join us next time for another story from our school community.